What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're talking with Tom in Florida, who was wrapping up basically his comments about how open borders and uncontrolled immigration have pretty much wrecked Florida.
Yeah, Michael, that's correct. The only ones that actually vote Republican in the state are the Cubans. The Haitians and the Puerto Ricans are all liberal Democrats. But yeah, Michael, I'm gonna wrap it up real quick. Here's what I want to wrap up. Yeah, everybody take it easy. Everybody should be at ease. Donald Trump's going to get 5 more years in the White House. He's going to have a big rally tonight. There's supposed to be 30,000 people in Battle Creek, Michigan. And he's going to expose the Bolsheviks for what they are. He's going to put a dagger in that demon rat party. So I just say take it easy. Everything's going to be calm, cool. We're going to get 5 more years with Trump, and then he's going to expose the Bolsheviks for what they really are. He's going to crush that demon rat party, and we're going to stop this invasion of our country. And I want to see, we need to put the pressure on the White House to get all these illegals out. They broke the law. Pelosi and all them are going to be impeached next. They're going up for a prison sentences because they broke federal law. They're worse than the biggest swamp there is. They're worse than the Everglades. Okay? But the Everglades is clean compared to what these sewer rats. But listen, Michael, I just got to tell you this. Florida is a great state now because we got a great governor. We elected the right officials, the leaders. We got Gates. We got great leaders in this state. We're not a sanctuary state. We're kicking them out. They're not going to get the free education, all these illegals think they can get in California. We're not going to, the people in this, the crackers here ain't going to put up with it. We're not going to tolerate it. All my friends I talk to, none of us are tolerating all over the state of Florida. And I have a lot of friends all over the state, believe me. In Georgia, and I got a lot of friends in Alabama. A lot of all my friends were fed up with this nonsense these demon rats have been trying to push down our throat for the last 70 years. We're not going to tolerate. We're fed up. And people are coming to their wits with this nonsense, with these controlled sheeple. I call them sheeple. They're going. They're a bunch of sheep. And they go, okay, yes, master. But it's Og. And it's going to stop. It's going to stop, and it's stopping immediately. Because, you know, after this impeachment crap's over, the Senate's going to throw it out. Trump's going to get 5 years. And, you know, you like what's going on at Brexit. I can't wait till the EU crumbles, Michael. That's the main thing I got to say. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I say on your show that you tell me that France, Italy, Austria, they all, England's for sure gone. When they all crumble, that Stasi Merkel gets crushed. And I hope, and Germany's really going to get crushed this time. Okay? They're going to get crushed with their nonsense they've been promoting in Europe. Disgraceful what they've done to Europe. Just absolutely disgraceful.
Yes.
But they're not going to be able to do that crap over here, Michael, because people are not that stupid. Like I said, with the gun, you're a citizen. Without the gun, you're a subject. And the people here are not going to tolerate what happened to Cuba, what's happening to Venezuela, Nicaragua. These people, the people in this country are not going to tolerate. Let me tell you that right now. We're not going to tolerate it. The ex-military people are not going to tolerate this nonsense with these Kabbalah-reading schmucks that are trying to destroy this country. It won't happen. I guarantee it. Never happen. No way. And you know what? These states like New York and New Jersey, I hope they give all these illegals licenses that they want and take all these people out of California and Texas, like I've been telling you, Michael, and shove them right in those states. If Trump really was a man right now, after this impeachment tomorrow, he'd say every illegal in California, every illegal in New Mexico, Arizona, you're all, Texas, you're all going to the New England states with Bernie, Pocahontas, and that imbecile Blumenthal, that moron who's the biggest filthy liar, said he went to Vietnam. I tell you what, I got two brothers so upset with that guy, you have no idea, Michael. You have no idea. With that Blumenthal, that filthy liar. And like I said, how does this guy get elected as a senator in that state is beyond me. A state supposed to be 90-some percent white Christian. Yeah, right. Give me a break. Look at what brainwashing is going on in this country. It's absurd. It's absolutely absurd, Michael. But that's all I got to say. And you know what? I just think I'm going to relax. I know Trump's going to be in the White House for another 5 years, and he's going to get a lot more done with the wall and the taxes and everything. We'll see what he does. He's going to crush the Democrats in the next election. You watch what I tell you. He'll crush them. Like a sour grape that they are. Michael, thank you for taking my call. God bless you. You're a great American. That's all I can say. You had the best show on.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. Have a Merry Christmas. We're going to let you go here. And I certainly hope that you're right. But time will solve that mystery. The positive aspect of Trump in his second term is he's not going to be out to please anybody. Because he can't run for a third term. and maybe they'll dangle the possibility of a third term in front of him to try and maintain control. My big concern right now is that if the Senate does not remove Trump, and I don't think they should, because this whole impeachment thing is a scam from the beginning, but there will be an attempt on Trump's life. And by the way, Fox News was just showing a video of the people waiting for this rally tonight, and it is a huge, huge crowd. They're not going to be able to fit in. And the pollsters are saying Trump's poll numbers have been driven upward by this impeachment scam, because the American people, by and large, we have a sense of fair play, and we can see what the Democrats are doing. And, you know, the freshman Democrats, they're being told this is going to cost you next year. You're going to be back on the unemployment line at a time when jobs are hard to come by. So Pelosi is obviously out there reassuring all these Democratic freshmen in the House of Representatives, don't worry, we've got you covered, we got you protected, we're going to rig the elections so that you hang on to your job, we'll make sure you have enough money where you can hang on to your job. And again, that's not the way this is supposed to work. Okay, we're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network, and we're going to go to Joe in Tennessee. Joe, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, Trump 2024. I mean, start making the T-shirts now. And people might get upset by it, but they've stolen 3 years, almost 4 years of his presidency with all these phony investigations. So it's justifiable. He should get another term for what they've done to him. But that'll really make a lefty's head explode if you go around wearing a T-shirt that said Trump 2024, because I'd vote for him in 2024 again. And I think what Trump is doing is what great leaders do, which is he's bringing the public, the people, with him. I hear a lot of callers call here, and they're all like, oh, Trump's got to do that, Trump's got to do that, and he's not going this, he didn't do that yet. And you know, part of the thing he's got to do as a good leader is bring the people up to speed with him. And there hasn't been a president I've ever seen that has educated the people and exposed the corruption in this country like Donald Trump has. So that's what he's doing, and it's a great leadership ability of his that he's been able to do that. Now, what you're seeing now is that the genius of Trump is that you'll know his genius when he wins re-election and he wins a Republican Congress. To me, when that happens, nobody can ever dispute the fact that you're seeing one of the greatest political minds in the generation. And that's going to be it. That's what he's playing for. I see what he's doing now, and it's brilliant. He's going to take the House, and he's going to win the presidency, and he's going to have a mandate, and his supporters are going to be pissed off, and he's going to not have to take anything from anybody. After this impeachment, you know what he should say tonight? And believe me, the ratings for him tonight are going to be astronomical at his rally. He should say, yes. Hey, Democrats, is that all you got? You know, you got to be careful when you take a swing at somebody, you know. You better, when you cold cock somebody in a bar, you better put them down. When you hit somebody in the face with the best you got and he just kind of grins, you know you're in big trouble. And Trump, his attitude about this whole impeachment, it doesn't really faze him. I mean, I see his supporters going ape shit, excuse my French, and people getting all wound up. You see Trump, he's cool as a cucumber. It's almost like he's laughing about all this stuff. So I think you're witnessing one of the most incredible political geniuses that we've ever seen. And I'm glad people are going to call up and say, Joe, you're a bootlicker and all this about pro-Trump. You know, Trump's made some mistakes. But, I mean, look at the amount of attacks that he's been under, you know, from this corrupt. Look at now. I mean, who would ever thought the FBI, people seriously talking about the FBI and the FISA court all being shut down. They're so corrupt. That's all because of Trump.
Yes.
So, I mean, you know, I hear people talking, oh, he didn't do enough for immigration and he didn't do enough. Well, for crying out loud, you got to look at the amount of stuff that this guy has done, you know, and at least give him credit. I mean, these are huge victories and huge, like, things that he's been up against. You know, very formidable obstacles have been in this man's way, yet he's overcoming them. And I just can't believe, like, I hear
well,
people...
I'll tell you what I think Trump needs to do. If Trump survives the Senate trial, Okay. There's a good chance he's going to be reelected to a second term, because unless Tulsi Gabbard is the Democratic nominee, there really is nobody to vote for except Trump. And I'm certainly not going to vote for Hillary Clinton when she tries to step in, especially with that really horrible plastic surgery she's just gone through to try and make herself look like she's younger than she really is. But again, I wish Trump would put on those presidential brass knuckles and start going after all these governors and mayors who are declaring sanctuary counties for illegal immigrants, because they are all in violation of existing U.S. law under Title VIII, and they should all be in handcuffs and headed for jail. And if Attorney General Barr isn't going to do that, then it's time to replace Attorney General Barr with somebody who is outside the system. Again, that's Trump's biggest mistake. Coming on into the Oval Office, he wanted to be magnanimous in victory. He kept all these Obama holdovers with this very naive assumption that since he was now the boss, they would be loyal to him. And that may be the way it works in the world of business. It is certainly not the way it works in politics. Everybody inside Washington, D.C., they've got their secret allegiances. They've got their controllers. They've got their agendas. And Trump really should have just scraped out the entire government the way his predecessors did, you know, like both Bush and Obama, and where they like fired all the U.S. attorneys, Mike, or something, and bring in all these new people. And Trump should bring in people who are from outside the Beltway, who are not compromised by their connections with the system, who don't have these long histories and track records of being involved in some of the most corrupt events of recent American history. And that, I think, was his biggest single strategic mistake coming into the presidency. And I'm not just
saying that because I'm pissed off he didn't name me
head of NASA.
I think that I disagree with you in that. I think that by exposing these deep state moles, he's showing the people. I mean, first of all, he's surviving. He hasn't. This impeachment isn't going to go anywhere. And second of all, you're right. I mean, Barr is either shit or get off the pot for Barr time. But meanwhile, the like unred pilled people are being very much red pilled and educated into the deep state. You know, we talk like, because all your callers and you and us people on the alternate right, we're very aware of the deep state. We're very aware of the corruption in the FBI. We were before Trump was even elected. But you're getting mom and pop middle America to be aware of the deep state. They're getting aware of the rhinos. They're aware. They were like, these are people that 10 years
but
ago
you,
were
you've just
USA
made, you've
Channing
just,
Bush you've, bombers, you know? They didn't believe in a deep
you have
state.
Just, and, hey, Joe, I want to make a point here because you just touched on something. You're saying Trump is making the American people aware of all this corruption and stuff that's going on. Trump may be out there with his Twitter account making some points, but in the end, it is the independent media. It's Republic Broadcasting. It's WhatReallyHappened.com. It's all of us working together. We're the ones educating the American people and saying, hey, this country is not what you think it is. This government is not what you think it is. And we are in serious, serious trouble.
Yeah, but Mike, as a protester and an activist, a guy that stood on street corners with signs and giving out DVDs, I always was waiting for somebody that could propel information into the mainstream of America. And that's what Trump is doing. I mean, like I said, that, you know, it was always a Don Quixote-esque task, you know, to try to, like, get the FBI exposed to the American people. Now, we've done a good job softening up the target, but Trump's, as president, with his megaphone, and by exposing them by their own deeds, it's like they're exposing themselves. Trump just sits back and points at it. It's for, they're like in some kind of derangement syndrome, Trump derangement syndrome, that makes them, like, smokes them out. They come out into the open. And it's amazing,
yes.
Brennan and Comey. And now, like you said, I personally think Durham and Huber, you haven't heard much about Huber in a while. I think that's going to happen pretty soon. And then, boy, oh, boy, I'm hoping with this impeachment, it makes Trump take the gloves totally off. And I hope he does things like you were talking about and a lot of your callers want to see, which I want to see, too. But I realize that first you got to defang his enemies and declaw them before you can achieve a lot of these goals, you know. And so if he wins re-election with a Republican Congress and he's for real, and it's still a bit of a chance that he isn't, not he's just some showman, you know. But if he's for real, then, boy, he could do some really wonderful things. You won't recognize America in 4 years from then, as far as the left and
well, I don't recognize America right now here. But, again, I don't think you're giving the independent media the credit that we are due. Because, you know, we've been at this for a very, very long time. I've been doing this for like a quarter of a century. And, you know, if we weren't having an impact, you wouldn't have Facebook and Google and Twitter, you know, trying to impose themselves as filters on what goes through their servers to try and say, oh, no, everything's fine here. Illegal immigrants are great. Vaccines are safe and so forth. Obviously, we're having an impact because they are afraid of us and they're trying to basically find ways to shut us down. And that tells me we've had much more of an impact than anybody wants to admit.
Well, I hope I didn't give the impression that I don't think we've had a big – I mean, Donald Trump would never be president without us. And like you said, I'm banned on Facebook. I've gone through it, like I'm sure a lot of people out there have. And you know, just the fact that we're being censored and suppressed is enough of a indication of our success. But you know, so I don't want to give that impression. I just want to say, I at the same time, I'm just so happy that we could have a guy like Trump. That's, and the number one thing I've always said about him that I think is the best part of him is the way he's exposing these others, the deep state. And we're okay, we can talk about immigration, we can talk about, but my number one, you know, thankfulness for Trump is the way everybody seems to have been exposed as far as the corrupt cabal, deep state, rhinos, neocons that have been running this country have just come, they've been smoked out. And hopefully they'll be rounded up and put on trial and punished. That's what I want to see. They call me for money. I told them, until I start seeing indictments, I'm not giving a dime. You know, what about Epstein? I mean, you had all the tools are there to destroy the deep state. Let's see it. You know, let's do it.
Yes, I agree.
You know? So I'm definitely watching Trump today in Battle Creek. Now, I lived in Virginia for 10 years. I lived in Norfolk. And it's just like Tom was saying and the other caller before him, it's the northern Virginia counties from all the Washington people, the lefties there that destroyed the cities of Washington and stuff. And then they move out to northern Virginia, and then they got this crazy governor. And but it'll never happen. I don't believe there's going to be a civil war in Virginia because they would lose. The Virginia people, it's kind of like America in a way, and it's just blue in a couple of areas, Richmond and northern Virginia, and that's it. And so it's not going to be a civil war there. The whole gun thing is always look what happened to Beto when he started talking about grabbing people's guns. He disappeared. You know, he was gone in a month. And I don't know, I think that this guy, this governor and Bloomberg, the mayor, put a lot of money into Virginia and Pennsylvania, and his money always comes with the gun control attachments to it. And I think it's just talk, and it'll die down real quick. So I don't think that's going to start a civil war. I think that it's alarmism. But
I'm hoping to avoid the civil war, but I don't think the gun grabber talk is going to go away because it's become one of the foundations of the liberal agenda is to disarm us all so we're easier to control.
Well, I hope they keep talking about it because the more they talk about it, the more they rally the right, and that's a good thing. So if they, you know, they're stupid. Once again, the Democrats are pretty stupid, and they smoke their own dope. They don't realize that. I think one person said it once. I think Joy Behar said it, and she was right. She says, "Don't say anything. Just when you get the chance, outlaw them." And that's the smart. She's actually smart. Because when you want people, it's politically unpopular to gun control. It's only popular amongst lefty loons. So, you know, I just think that this is, like, ridiculous. It's actually, if anything, it's going to cause the Virginia House and Senate to go back to Republicans in the next election.
I would like to see that. I definitely would. Okay, well, Joe, we got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And again, we're seeing the video feed from Battle Creek, Michigan. And that venue is packed, which is all the more impressive because when you realize it's like 15 degrees Fahrenheit there right now. And people are getting out there in that extremely cold weather to get on out there and see President Trump. And I think it's definitely a measure of his popularity. I remember back in 2016, you know, when Trump was just packing in these sports arenas and Hillary couldn't even fill a bicycle shop. And I think that was mostly because Hillary was counting on fraud and the illegal immigrant vote to basically take her over the line. And it didn't work, which means she's going to be trying twice as hard next year. Somebody actually made a joke. She's had a cheek job. And somebody said it looked like that she transplanted a baby's butt onto her cheeks to try and smooth them out. And it's actually not a very attractive looking plastic surgery. And the problem with all plastic surgery is over time, it starts to fall apart. We all know older people who had plastic surgery in their middle-aged years and it doesn't really stick. Okay, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we have a caller on the line. Chance in West Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so long, Michael. You know, I agree with you. The alternative media, for lack of a better word, has been exposing the deep state for the longest time. I've been subscribing to alternative newspapers and listening to alternative talk for 30 years. So,
yes.
I mean, they've exposed it themselves. I don't give the credit to Trump because he just happened to be in office when this became glaringly obvious to everybody. And if it wasn't him, it would have been another president who they didn't like. So I can't understand that argument that Trump solid-handedly exposed the deep state. I mean, people who are in the know, such as yourself and many alternative hosts and alternative book writers and newspaper publishers, they informed us of this, me personally, for 30 years now. So, you know, he just, like I said, he just happened to be in office and when this occurred. And I mean, what surprises me is what took people so long to figure this out.
Let's be fair here. Let's be fair here. It is the fact that Trump is in office that has goaded the deep state into overstepping its bounds. And, you know, the fastest way to bring down a dictatorship, which is what we're dealing with here, is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it. So Trump gets the credit for sort of goading the deep state into making some very obvious moves. But as far as making the public aware that there is a deep state, that the FBI is lying about things, that the independent media gets its share of the credit. I've been doing this for 25 years, going all the way back to 1994 and the murder of White House Deputy Counsel Vincent Foster, which is when I had my run-in with the FBI. And began to realize they're not about law enforcement at all. They're basically a modern American Gestapo there to enforce the will of whoever happens to be in power.
Yeah, I can agree with you there 100%. They were forced to show the rest of the masses their hand, possibly. Yeah, I can understand that. But I've known this for the last 30 years at least, and I'm sure you have too,
yes.
Being in the alternative. So that's one thing that kind of perplexes me about people. They say he's responsible for outing the deep state. Like I said, you were right. Maybe he forced them to show their hand a little bit to those who didn't know, but to those of us in the know, we didn't actually need him to prove to us that the deep state exists. I'm sure you would agree with that, correct?
I would agree with that, yes, 100%.
Okay, Michael, thank you for letting me have my piece. Good night now.
All right, good night and Merry Christmas, and we're going to let you go here. Okay, getting on back to the impeachment news, and I'm watching the news feed, waiting for there to be some word that there's actually going to be a vote on impeachment tonight. They keep saying it's going to happen. But apparently over in the House of Representatives, they're still debating the impeachment. They're debating the rules under which they're going to conduct their vote. They may be dealing with the fact that the Supreme Court basically pulled the rug out of the second article of impeachment, and that puts them in a very awkward position, because we may actually see a majority of the House vote no on that second article, because they realize they're raising on a busted flush, and it's been made very, very clear to many of these Democratic House freshmen that their constituents are not in favor of this. Okay, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink if you gotta have proof. Just trash yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And presumably tonight's House vote is going to send these two articles of impeachment, or at least one of them, over to the Senate. And what the Democrats are trying to do now is hijack the Senate to allow them a chance to replay the House investigation. And so Chuck Schumer is out there demanding that Mitch McConnell allow testimony by four White House witnesses. And Mitch McConnell is saying, no, we're just here to look at the available evidence, to look at the case that the House of Representatives has put together and come to a determination. You had your chance to make your case. It's not a very strong case, and we're just going to go on that. So Chuck Schumer is already out there whining, crying, it's not fair. It's not fair that you want to do this, you know, according to the Constitution. That doesn't work for us. You've got to change the rules so we can win here. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I had a little bit of trouble with a transaction I made for you. I'm going to clear that up when I get off the phone. But getting back to the Trump impeachment nonsense that's going on, I was listening to what Tom was saying and about this Bolshevik takeover of the United States. It makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
I've been reading a lot about that. You know, you got the UN behind a lot of this stuff with the global warming, and Trump pulled out of the Paris Paris nonsense. What do you call that? Redistribution of wealth scam. So what I'm thinking is something that I've heard a long time ago was a one-world government, a private central bank for all of the citizens in the world, and they're going to use carbon credits as the new currency. Because they all seem to be jumping on this carbon credit thing. What's your take on that?
Well, the carbon credit scam is just another way to extract money from ordinary people. And they've run into a bit of a pothole on that one, because they had this conference on global warming going, and they couldn't come to an agreement over just how much money the developed nations had to give to the undeveloped nations to atone for having warmed
exactly.
the planet. And you know, it's just another way grabbing money from the population and convincing them that the government knows how they should run their lives better than they do.
Yeah. Very early this morning, I think we're almost in the same time zone, there was a website saying that Australia yesterday was the hottest year on record. And you know, of course, I immediately looked at it, and one of the first things I came across was in 1909.
Yes.
It was hotter, and an actual lady scientist had taken a picture of it, and then she showed that data was actually missing.
The Australians deleted yes. those earlier years that were actually warmer.
Yes. And there was a heat wave, apparently, in Australia in 1986, and that's gone, too. So they're only going by 1910 until present. So it's just another country that has fallen for the scam.
Yes.
And they actually, you know what, Mike? It's like it's the best of times, it's the worst of times. People that want to know the truth can actually dig this stuff up, but so many people are so lazy and complacent that they don't even care. They'll hear, you know, the talking points, the lies, and they'll believe it without even
yes.
questioning. And therein
lies the
problem.
Well, not as much as they used to. Not as much as they used to.
Right.
I mean, the percentage of the population that blindly accepts what the media and government tells them is rapidly shrinking. That's why they've hit the panic button relative to the independent media, is they're losing this battle for control of what people think.
Yep. You guys that put your necks out for this sort of thing, you're heroes. You're absolute heroes, because I have no idea of any mainstream media or any sort of media that's out there, in the mainstream, that can be trusted. I know of not one.
Yep.
So,
and there's nothing new there. We go back and we look at how the Hearst newspapers helped sell the Spanish-American War to the American people. It's been going on for a very, very long time. And,
yep.
You know, when this country first started up, there were laws that limited how much media any one entity could own in order to preserve a diversity of opinion. But especially going back to Operation Desert Storm, the government rescinded all those laws, and that was the deal they made. Cover the Iraq War the way we want it covered, and we'll let you just gobble up all the small media and build these huge media empires to the point where today there's about, you know, six boards of directors that control pretty much everything that is shown on TV or in the newspapers. And of course, the members of those boards of directors also have financial interests in the military-industrial complex, the oil, and so forth.
If not owned by those other corporations
yes.
and companies. And then there's David Rockefeller actually thanking Time, the New York Times, and other publications for not exposing the fact that they are trying to push a one-world government.
Yes.
There's also that. All right. Thank you very much for your time, Mike. I'm listening in. Thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to let you go here. And interestingly enough, Fox News was just running this story about how socialism is now more and more approved of by the American people. So they're already out there trying to sell the transformation of this country into a socialist society. Well, talk to anybody who used to live in the former Soviet Union about whether socialism worked for them. So anyway, getting on back to our impeachment, still waiting to see when there's going to be a vote here. And apparently, Florida Democrat Stephanie Murphy invoked escaping communist Vietnam as her reason to fully embrace the impeachment of Donald Trump. Now, that is a bit of a stretch. But at this point, all of these Democrats are trying to justify voting for impeachment. They know that the American people know that Trump has not actually committed a high crime or misdemeanor, and he doesn't deserve to be impeached. They know that their constituents are very, very angry over this impeachment. And so they're just coming up with any kind of nonsensical excuse to say, no, 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 I'm justified in voting to impeach because of communist Vietnam and the phase of the moon and, you know, Bigfoot is an endangered species now and whatever else they can come up with here. But the reality is the Democrats, by trying to impeach Donald Trump, they're destroying our political system. And as a side effect, they are really damaging their chances of winning in 2020, because we're hearing from a lot of people that they simply are not going to vote these Democrats back into the House of Representatives for this. In fact, only 36% of voters believe the freshman Dems deserve reelection if they vote for impeachment. This from pollster McLaughlin. So Nancy Pelosi's got a real tough job out there saying, no, 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 no. By the time 2020 elections roll around, everybody will have forgotten about the impeachment debacle. No, they won't, because we here in the independent media are going to remind people of how the Democrats, starting as soon as Trump won in 2016, were just out to get him. And the only crime he's really committed was defeating Hillary Clinton. The Democrats just can't deal with that kind of effrontery. All righty. Apparently, a group of Trump supporters showed up at Michigan Democratic Representative Elisa Slotkin's town hall to protest her decision to vote in favor of impeachment. She was having this little town hall where she could get on out there and, you know, make her case for reelection. And, you know, as of last weekend, she said she hadn't made up her mind. Then on Monday, she said, yes, she's going to vote for impeachment. And that prompted this disruption of her town hall. So it didn't go quite the way she wanted it to. And it's happening all over the country in all of these districts that went to Trump in 2016, but somehow wound up with a Democratic representative in these districts. Apparently, Democratic Representative Abigail Spanberger held a town hall last Sunday that was a real doozy, and people are furious, and somebody shot a video from the town hall that showed people yelling, President Trump is innocent. So this is happening all over. Apparently, last Saturday, there was a town hall event featuring Adam Schiff, and the audience was shouting liar and treason, and at one point there was a physical altercation over what appears to be a Trump 2020 banner. So, meanwhile, on the other side, there have been all these demonstrations to impeach Donald Trump that are clearly AstroTurf. They've got all these matching professionally printed signs, and, you know, they're out there. And apparently, at this L.A. protest, they were carrying Trump's head on a pike, and Alyssa Milano and Throughput Katie Hill headlined the event. And Katie Hill was saying, you know what's great? Everything's a blessing and a curse. Tonight I can be here. I'm not a member of Congress, and this is a solemn, solemn thing. But I can say tonight, it's time to impeach the insert obscenity of your choice here. Now, CNN has egg on their face because their own poll is showing impeachment support collapsing among Democratic voters. CNN's trying to spin that away and explain it away and saying, well, you know, obviously there's a problem. Yeah, there's a problem. And the Democrats, you know, created it for themselves. All right, we're going to take another phone call. W in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Sort of off topic from what's happening today, although I think the whole situation is pretty much a farce. I mean, we've known the last 3 years all the different elements that's just basically, it's basically just comedy. But I wanted to just talk about something. You're from Hawaii. I mean, you spent some time in Hawaii, and I just saw this article today, and I would ask that you maybe put it on your website. It's from theatlantic.com. It's called History's Largest Mining Operations About to Begin, and it's all about seabed mining. All these companies are about to move from land mining, not completely, but there is an agency under the UN. It's based in Jamaica, and this whole idea is called the International Seabed Authority, and its whole thing is to give permits to companies to mine in international waters. Now, I guess off of a couple miles off of country's coastline, I guess that's their own territorial waters, but this International Seabed Authority is all out allowing corporations to literally scrape the bottom of oceans to get different mining elements and material, copper, cobalt, whatever. And so I guess my whole point was, reading this article is basically saying there's no type of real environmental regulations on this. It's just going to scrape the bottom. You don't know what you're pulling up. You don't know what you might be missing out on, similar to what's happening in the Amazon. You don't know what type of value you're losing just scraping up the bottom of the seabed. And it made some valid points about, okay, well, we're obviously, you know, we have to mine for progress, and I get that. That makes sense. But at the same time, I mean, this is just all out this destruction of the bottom of the ocean. And it's a real good article, and I hope you take a look at it and just see what it's all about. It's kind of wild. And
it's kind of interesting. It's kind of interesting because this idea of seabed mining was actually the cover story for Howard Hughes' Glomar Explorer, which was actually built to recover this sunken Russian submarine. But the cover story was that Howard Hughes was investing a significant part of his fortune to hunt for manganese nodules on the floor of the ocean. And it was certainly far more expensive to do that than to mine manganese here on the land. But again, it was just a cover story. The big problem is, besides the damage to the ocean life cycle, because I don't know where they're planning on doing the scraping, but I presume it's just going to be anywhere they think there's something of value. They could start ripping into these huge deposits of methane hydrate, which we know are there in the sea floor. And boy, you want to talk about a greenhouse gas? Carbon dioxide, first of all, NASA has finally admitted it's not really a greenhouse gas, but methane certainly is. And there is a huge amount of methane down there on the ocean floor, which if the seafloor mining rips into it, it is going to bob up to the surface of the ocean. It's going to melt. It's going to release all this methane into the atmosphere. And there really will be a global warming crisis, not to mention the fire hazard. You know, I mean, you can take a piece of methane hydrate and you know, it looks like, you know, sherbet. It looks like a dessert. But you can set fire to it with a cigarette lighter.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Yeah, and at the very top of this article, it shows a map of, I guess, where some parts of between Hawaii and Mexico where they're going to permit mining, and the length of this area where they're going to permit it is longer than the U.S. You can see the U.S. at the top, and the length of the permitted area that they're going to be able to mine in just this section is longer than the length of the continental U.S. So, yeah, check out that article, Atlantic.com. That was it.
All right, I'll definitely check that out. And again, it strikes me as, you know, a very reckless approach to satisfying corporate greed. And we know they want to mine all this stuff. They're looking for the rare earth elements. But again, we've seen the damage that open pit and strip mining has done on the land. Doing it in the ocean, the damage is going to be just as bad. Anyway, listen, W, we need to let you go. We need to take another break here for commercials, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors. So stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go back to the phones to Kelly in Austin. Aloha, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Well, I was listening to your comments about ocean mining, and what really caught my attention there were your comments about the methane hydrates. we know that... one of the major, the biggest extinction in the last 542 million years was the extinction that occurred at the end of the Permian period, into the Paleozoic era, and into the Permian period. It was called the Great Dying. In fact, about 95% of marine species died out at the end of the Permian, and 70% or so of land-based species did. There are various things that accounted for that, such as massive volcanic eruptions on the Siberian Traps. But they think that the thing that really drove that was the overturning of the ocean column and the release of the methane from the methane hydrates as they dissolved. That caused oxygen levels in the atmosphere to drop from about 30 mole percent to about 16 mole percent. And of course, you can see how that would have stressed land-based organisms and then even the marine organisms as well. And if you look at where we are now, we are at about 21 mole percent oxygen in the atmosphere, and life on Earth is perfectly adapted to that level. Now, if the methane hydrates go into solution, and you see massive amounts of methane the reason to the atmosphere. Imagine the damage that would cause to human civilization. Yes. That in itself might be enough to wipe us out. That's the one thing that really does bother me about global warming, natural global warming. I think what you're seeing today is entirely natural. But that's the one thing I think that can really wreck life on Earth as we know it. And so we better be careful about how you mess around with these methane hydrates, because those are the one thing that's the real dangerous greenhouse gas. CO2 is nothing, period. But methane is really, it can be a real killer.
You know, a few years back, there was actually a proposal to try and mine the methane hydrates as a source of energy, because, you know, methane is natural gas. But at the time it was determined there was no way to safely drill down and extract chunks of methane hydrate without risking the collapse of the overburden and the exposure of these huge chunks of methane hydrate, which would then float to the surface of the ocean and start outgassing.
Well, yeah, I recall hearing discussions about that, and I was never convinced that methane hydrates could be economically or really safely exploited. We better hope that they remain buried and safely from away from us, because they can. That would really, I think, be something that would wreck civilization. Anyway, I hadn't thought about that in a long time, and your comment about that suddenly clicked, because I realized I'd had these conversations before with other geologists, and it's something I think we really need to be very wary of.
I absolutely agree with you. Kelly, we're going to have to let you go. We got to do station identification. We'll be back after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.